From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 8th at 8:55, almost 8:56. And we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. The Chicago Board of Trade is starting off higher here on this Wednesday morning. Looking at Chicago corn futures, December corn is currently up 2.25 cents at 422. March corn futures up a penny and a half at 437 3/4. July corn up a penny at 452 1/4, and new crop December 26 corn futures up a penny and 3/4 at 459 3/4. Looking at the Chicago soybean market, November soybeans up 6.5 cents at 1028.5. January soybeans up 4.25 cents at 1043 1/4. March soybeans up 3 3/4 cents at 1056 3/4. And new crop November 26 bean futures up 2 cents at 1070.5. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, December wheat futures are up a half cent at 507 1/4. March wheat futures up a quarter cent at 525. And new crop July 26 wheat futures up a half cent at 550 3/4. Harvest in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana continued to advance here over the past week. We received in our area some welcome rain. There's been a lot of field fires as dry as we've been over the last 4 to 6 weeks. So having a little bit of rain come across the area certainly helps with the safety of the farmers as we continue to see harvest progress. Bean harvest progress is roughly 75 to 80% complete in our area. Obviously, with the government shutdown, we did not receive weekly crop progress ratings this week, nor will we see the monthly supply and demand report that's also scheduled to be released on October 9th. That has been temporarily postponed. Obviously, that leaves the market wondering the size of the crop here as we progress through harvest. Corn harvest is roughly 20% complete. Early yields have been a little bit disappointing in the East Central Illinois area on the corn front, while a little bit better than expected in Indiana. As we progress here forward with a wide open harvest window, the market will continue to react to yield reports until we can get a government report released here, hopefully in the coming weeks. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day.